And we're welcoming now to Squawk 1200 Agent Greg Mance from Customs and Border Protection, but in his main role for the week, he is the chairman of the International Federal Partnership. Welcome, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Greg, we had a chance to chat last year, so it's nice to see you back. Thanks for taking the time.
We did. Yeah. Thank you.
So what's going on at the Federal Pavilion this year with the IFP partnership?
Well, we have a number of members who are with us this year. We've got the National Park Service. This is their 100th anniversary, and they've got some special events going on. NOAA, the U.S. Forest Service, is back with us as well. And NORAD, the Bahamas, which is the international part of the partnership.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
CBP is with us in full force this time. We've got my agency, Air and Marine Field Operations, and the Border Patrol is back with us again. We also have NTSB, Bird Strike, and the U.S. Coast Guard is with us this year for the first time in a while. And it's, of course, their 100th anniversary of Coast Guard Aviation.
So what are some of the things on the field that the EA membership can see this week?
Well, we actually brought aircraft and boats. So the Forest Service brought their Beaver, which is outside the Federal Pavilion, and they've got a Sherpa, a C-23, which is over by the Warbirds. NOAA's bringing their King Air again this year. It should be here tonight. And the National Park Service has their Fairchild on display inside.
That's great.
Yep. My agency brought EC-120, Black Hawk, and P-3. We also have a 33-foot safe boat on the outside of the Federal Pavilion. And the Coast Guard has a number of aircraft out on the ramp, but outside the Federal Pavilion, they're going to have a 25-foot safe boat right next to ours, and they're bringing an airboat.
Where's the airboat operated?
I'm not 100% sure where it's operated. I think it's somewhere up here, though.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. A question I've always wanted to ask about the P-3, there's a big dome on the top. What's it for our audience that may not know, what's that for?
That particular version is called a P-3 AEW. It stands for Airborne Early Warning. So it's a radome, so it can see 360 degrees out a good distance away from the aircraft.
And you're looking for aircraft or other things?
Both aircraft and boats.
Okay.
So it has excellent situational awareness of both air and sea targets.
And what's a typical crew complement on that airplane?
We usually have three radar operators, flight engineer, two pilots as sort of a minimum crew. We would usually augment the pilots and the flight engineers with an extra flight engineer and an extra pilot so they can rotate out, because they're good 8 to 10 hour long missions. So you want some time out of the seat.
I guess so.
I can imagine that there might be opportunities in certain situations for interagency cooperation with Coast Guard. Talk about how that works between CBP and Coast Guard.
We do quite frequently. We'll either hand off targets or mission areas to the Coast Guard and vice versa. Quite frequently, we're utilizing other assets on the ground or on the ocean that aren't even ours. They're almost always host nation or Coast Guard assets that we're actually finding people for.
We're visiting with Greg Mance during this segment from the Customs and Border Protection, but he's here for the International Federal Partnership. What are some of the, are you here for the week, and what's your day-to-day activities like?
Well, as the chairman, my day-to-day activities are, well, now things like this, but typically we're, you know, just interacting with the public, answering questions. There's a number of displays that we have inside the hurricane simulator, for example, with NOAA. The National Park Service has the Wright Flyer, for example, which you can see what it's like to fly the original Wright Flyer in a simulator.
I don't think I'd be very good at that myself.
You know what? None of us are. It's kind of amazing how difficult that was to fly.
Sure.
And so we've got forums as well.
That are in the Forum Pavilions or inside the...
Well, the forums are inside the Federal Pavilion, and probably one of the biggest draws we have are the CBP dogs.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Everybody loves dogs.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I saw an agent with a beagle today walking in front of the studio here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's her.
Yeah. Something I hadn't seen before. I didn't know if that was part of... if she was working or if she was sort of an exhibitor. Sounds like they're exhibitors.
No, they're doing demonstrations with the dogs.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Great. Where on the field is the Federal Pavilion?
All right, so it's what's the best way to describe that?
On the flight line next to the arches.
Yep. Okay.
Right down from the arches.
It's actually pretty close to the studio here, so we can kind of look out one window and see some of the aircraft and other vehicles that come in and out. Yeah. So I don't want to ask you to tell me which of your children you love the most, but could you recommend for somebody to kind of start, or if they've got a really short period of time on the grounds, what might you recommend they see in the Federal Pavilion?
Well, that's kind of the beauty of the Federal Pavilion is it's all in one place. Yeah. So you see one thing, you see it all. It's a one-stop shop for pretty much everything, with the sole exception being the aircraft, which are out on the plaza.
So some of the ones, obviously the two P3s and then the Black Hawk, there's just no space right close to the pavilion, so they are on the west ramp.
Correct.
But pretty much everything else you talked about is in or by the pavilion?
It is.
Wow. Yeah, so that's a high-density opportunity.
Yeah, it is. Did you have an opportunity to fly one of them in?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. I had to get here too early.
That would be a special Oshkosh experience,
It would.
So, Greg, what are the kinds of questions that people will ask you when they recognize you as an agent for CBP, and they're not talking to you about the broader concerns that you have for the week? What are the kinds of questions that you get?
Probably the most common question is, what does CBP stand for? Mm. So it stands for Customs and Border Protection. But usually, what do we do? You know, the flight suit kind of throws them, the gun and the badge. You don't usually see all those things together.
Yeah.
How many agents make up CBP?
I think we're standing at about 1,200 agents, roughly.
And do you need more?
I think everybody needs more.
Yeah.
Well, I understand there's this organization that's got a job fair going all week, except that they're not trying to hire people for your agency. They're trying to hire pilots and technicians and things like that.
That's right.
I don't know. Maybe you could put somebody outside and say, you know, hand out brochures and say, if you're not interested in working for an airline.
We do have people that will talk about the job opportunities.
Oh, you're participating in the job fair, are you then?
We're not. Okay. We're not that I'm aware of. But
you have people who will engage in those conversations.
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
Okay. Another reason to visit the Federal Pavilion.
Well,
career change.
Well, and as we've been talking earlier, you know, during these segments, there seem to be so many opportunities for people who are interested in a variety of aspects in aviation, and it sounds like your agency, you know, also has opportunities. So,
oh, we do, and it's more than just aviation.
Sure,
we brought boats as well. So,
yeah, I'm impressed with that boat. That's a little bigger than the canoe I would go fishing in. So. Yeah, it looks like a fun boat.
You called it a fast boat, is that right?
Safe boat is what they call it. Yeah,
I'm sure it's also fast, but
I'm sure it is. Right. Yeah,
they are.
I'm sure.
Now, do they typically, when there are aircraft responding to a situation, are they in communication with them? Is that
if it's within range? Again, it just depends on who's available on the surface to handle what we would call the end game of whatever you're dealing with.
Got it.
So it could be our boats, it could be the Coast Guard, it could be host nation, local law enforcement.
So your missions are not only just tracking, but also interception?
They are, yeah.
24 hours a day, all day long.
7 days a week.
And you're doing it all. It's amazing.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to ask you a question about one of the things that's in the Federal Pavilion. I should have asked you about this when you first mentioned it, but there's a hurricane simulator inside the building.
Yes, sir.
So what does that do? And why doesn't it make a mess of the rest of the building when it happens?
Well, it's a small contained hurricane simulator. Obviously, you step inside of it, but it just lets you know what it feels like to be inside of a hurricane.
What are the winds?
70, 90 miles an hour.
Seven.
Oh.
A hurricane.
It gets up.
Yeah.
Okay. So is this a dry experience or is... Okay.
It is. It
okay.
Is.
So you don't necessarily have to bring your Oshkosh poncho, which we have because we've been here and we know these things.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure that's one of the more popular exhibits in the pavilion.
It is.
Yeah, I'm
it
sure. Is.
Yeah, so there's the Wright Flyer, there's the 90-mile-an-hour hurricane
simulator.
There's
the Wright Flyer that I would crash. There's a hurricane simulator, which I'd get blown over on. So
yeah, it'll clean your pores out.
Yeah, it sounds like a challenging exhibit. So
we've been talking with Greg Mantz, who's an air interdiction agent with the Customs and Border Protection, and sitting over almost silently in the corner is our old friend Larry. Oh my goodness,
Helmerich.
Thank you so much. I just completely blanked out there.
That's all right.
So, Larry, are you hanging around the pavilion all week as well?
I'm taking care of Greg. I'm his kind of shadow to make sure that he dots the I's and crosses the T's, and he makes the media interviews, and he does the schedules, and we keep him out of trouble. We don't want to lose the chairman.
Wow. Yeah. Chairman and Hollywood. Can we call you Hollywood Greg?
And he's a brand new P-3 pilot, too. So.
So that P-3 out there that you didn't fly that in, but you could, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. That's pretty exciting.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, Larry, you're a friend of EA Radio, and we always appreciate your help and
thank you.
Helping us get some good guests for the program.